This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Get ready to kick up some dirt and mud because it's time for San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl. SDORC is here to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. So whether it's bikes, buggies, trucks, or trikes, San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio brings you the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles and protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. Because together, everyone achieves more. Now, here is your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks, welcome to SDORC Dirt Radio. Ed, for whatever reason, is riding a motorcycle cross-country. Audrey, who knows what she's doing, but have I got a show for you. But first, we got to let everybody know, Scooney Side-by-Side sponsors this particular segment right there in El Cajon off Greenfield. If you have a side-by-side, they have a service center, insurance work. You name it, they can do it. That's Scooney Side-by-Side. Just Google them. You'll find them. Hey, we got David Bennett and his lovely wife slash owner, Shelly. And then Jesse Puffenbarger and her husband, who just takes care of the shop and cleans and sweeps and does all that into the house. Don't you love that when I can do that? Hey, it's my own show. Get your own show. Anyway, so we're going to have him on for an hour, and I'm really, really excited to imagine somebody that owns a company called Bent Motorsports that doesn't have a story. So David, what's with the name? Did you bend just way too much stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you figure you go out and you torture test it until it bends in half, and then you come back and you make it better.
There you go. So what's the concept of Bent Motorsports? What do you guys do?
Bent Motorsports right now is a Jeep shop. We're primarily a Jeep shop. Okay. We've done everything under the sun and funneled it down.
All years? All makes, of Jeeps?
Yeah. We've been thinking about changing the name to Jeep Wrangler Shop.
Yeah,
no, we'll do all of them. I mean, I guess we don't do any Patriots or Liberties or things like that.
But who does?
We do all the Cherokees.
Who does? Who brings a Patriot or a Liberty in and say, can you make it nicer? Yeah, buy a new one.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild. Yeah. I tell them where to go, and they go deal with it somewhere else. But
so suspension, engine mods.
We steer away from the engine mods these days.
Yeah. You're in California. Come on.
Yeah, it's California. It's hard to get that stuff done. And,
So yours is more heavily suspension oriented.
Yeah. You come into us and we're going to put together a program for you where we can put on.
Well, first you got to ask them, what do you want?
Yeah, exactly. What do you do? You know, do you go camping with it? Do you go rock crawling with it? Do you like to go fast with it?
Or do you just drive down the highway? How many of those make you crazy? Oh, you spend all that money to lift it, big tires. And wheels and lights and racks. And where are you going? Oh, I'm just going to go down to PB and sit and watch the sunset.
That's it.
But that's okay.
That's fine. We build those too.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. Shelly, do you keep this guy in line at all the time?
Of course.
Okay. So are you more or less the solid mindset of this company? You get a little crazy yourself?
We've been doing this a long time. We've got a really good
team.
How long have we been doing it, babe?
Officially, from the state of California's eyes, this is our August was our 10th anniversary.
Yes.
I love that. I love it.
Yeah, started.
But everything started in a garage.
Yep. And then, it's grown and it's still growing.
Is that because of quality, you think? Because you're doing the right thing and you got happy customers that you can't live in your garage anymore.
I like to think that David sells integrity in his business.
Exactly.
He's a good
business owner. It's kind of where I was going.
Yeah. And he's everybody knows that he's honest and he's going to do what is best for you. Right. And,
test everything before you put it on the vehicle, right?
We jump everything.
That's why it's called Bent Motorsports. Well, and you have to, because if I turn around and tell you, hey, Shelly, here, put this on your car, you'll love it. Well, what is it? Well, I don't know, but I got a great deal on it, and I'm going to sell it to you at a good price. Have fun.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You got to have well tested. Like if I say you can do this, this, and this, and you can't do this, this, and this, then we have a problem.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing too, Dave, is you show up to our shop.
Yeah.
And right out front, there's going to be six Jeeps lined up in a row. And that's all of my guys and employees and everybody We all drive Jeeps. We all go out and do it.
Yeah.
So we've done it.
Yeah.
Invite our customers to Rubicon. Yeah. Moab, it's a family. Customers right. are part of our group.
Well, you know? And that's what I mean. And how smart you are to to encompass this group of drivers and vehicles to where everybody's on the same page.
Yeah.
And I think that's the absolute key. But you're also strong in the environment. You're also strong in keeping the deserts clean. Pack it in, pack it out. Yep. You know, and that's really what's important. Then we got these other two guys with weird names, which I'm not gonna. And it's not only bad, the weird name, and then you got a company called Mythosaur. But I was that kind of a guy. I should like that kind of stuff. So we'll talk to Jessie because she knows everything. What is up with this company?
Yeah, it's Mythosaur Motorsports. It's kind
first
of
time, where'd the name come from? I know you were upset with somebody, so this is the name you came up with. Must have been the guy that did your graphics.
Yeah, it's based on our love of Star Wars. We're
you're a Star Wars.
Yes, I'm that geek. So okay. Yeah, so it's our love of Star Wars.
Okay.
And
so what do you do?
So for work,
yeah.
I don't do any of this, but this is our passion, and so okay. we turned it into a side hustle, shall okay. we say. And I compete in the Rebel Rally.
So you're just the driver's side of it. You're not selling anything.
No, I'm not selling
anything. You're just hammered down.
We're just hammered down, but I'm
wait
also...
Wait a minute. Aren't you a girl?
Yeah,
aren't
I am
you
a girl.
Girl?
I am a girl.
How could a girl race?
Yeah, but I'm also a tread lightly trainer. I like to get more women involved in the sport.
Yeah.
And I also try and teach new off-roaders how to protect the environment, how to off-road, and get more girls involved in the sport. And then we do a charity event called Rig Fest to try and protect the environment and the off-roading community that we love.
You need to go to Sacramento.
Yes.
And start pounding on these guys. Well, I've known Emily Miller ever since she put this insane. I asked her, she needs to go see a psychiatrist, because anybody would do to you girls what she does. And then she teases you with a 5-star Michelin chef. But she makes you go find spots in the desert you can't see.
Yes.
Don't you think there's something wrong with that girl? I don't know. I love her to death, though.
I love it.
I love it when she got the Hoen sisters to do the, I think, the first or second Rebel. Maybe
Mama
third.
Hoen. She's there every
year. And I'll never forget the two kids were sitting in the conference room we were talking about. Her eyes were as big around as hubcaps. Mm-hmm. And she's, because I don't think they had any idea what the parents threw them into. All right, hubby, what do? You're the tech? You're the wrench?
I'm the tech, the guy behind the scenes, the making sure the Jeep's ready to go, parts are coming in.
Yeah, because you don't want to get yelled at.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you want to
does anybody want to get yelled at?
No, but isn't it odd that the roles are reversed? I mean, but that's a good thing, because it takes a good team to make this thing happen.
Yep.
So, do you train anybody for Rebel? Because how many years have you done Rebel?
This will be my second time actually doing the Rebel, and this year I trained my partner.
Don't you feel more comfortable this year than the first year? Because you really didn't have a clue the first year.
Yeah, the first year I didn't have a clue, and I had a last-minute partner swap because it was COVID, so my partner got sick.
Oh, that's right.
Yes.
Who's your co-host this time?
So this year is Crystal Quezada, a longtime friend, and I trained her. So, yeah.
Right.
So
I'm super local?
Excited. She is local. She's out of El Cajon.
So we can get you on KUSI with the rig?
Absolutely.
What are you driving?
It's a 2018 Jeep JLU Rubicon Wrangler. Not much of a Rubicon anymore.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. So you got it all decked. Anybody helping you out? Any sponsors?
Yes. In fact, Bent Motorsports is one of our sponsors.
I know those guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who else? Anybody else?
Yeah, we have KC Highlights, Temecula Jeep and Off-Road, Rebel Off-Road. We also have Rock Jock, Off-Road Vixens.
Anybody else we missed?
GCH Auto Group.
Okay. Isn't it funny how you're a nobody and all these people are throwing money at you to get to the finish line?
You know,
you got to be proud of that.
Oh, I'm so proud of that and so thankful for all their support. It really takes a village in this community. It's just such an awesome group of people.
So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Rebel, only because nobody may not know about the Rebel, but it's probably one of the most amazing races in the United States for women only out there. You talk technical, try a map and a compass. That's it. right here on SDORC Dirt Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. Grandpa, I'm back. This is SDORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer, brought to you by... I gotta get my right sheet out because Audrey will yell at me if I don't do that. I got my other one out. Oh, crystal clear detailing. Who likes to detail their car? Not me. I go to Crystal Clear Detailing because they do it right. They do it quick. And Miguel is awesome. 858-229-3669. I don't care what you have in your driveway or garage, he will detail it. Give him a call. 858-229-3669. And if you want to change your exhaust system because it's just driving you crazy, Ed Hansen's Muffler. I've known Ed since he opened his shop. Nobody, absolutely nobody does it better than Ed Hansen's Muffler. 619-698-7030. Please call them and thank them for sponsoring on our show. Ed Hansen Muffler. All right, we got a crew in today. Let me tell you, we got David Beckett, Jesse Puffenbarger, and her husband Robert. And then don't forget Shelly, because she's right there. And we find out she's a race car driver, but she doesn't want to talk about it. But we're going to make her talk about it. So... have you been racing ever since you were seven?
No. No, actually, my dear husband across the way over here.
Hey, honey, try this.
We started dating in high school, so you know, I had a little trust in him, and then he's like, "Hey, let's go out and try this." And his dad was doing it, and we got out there and started
driving.
Now,
what kind of cars?
So we started out with a 1973, babe.
Yeah.
1973 Spitfire, Triumph Spitfire. That is a pass down from the family. Original owner was his great grandfather. And okay, that was the bug. That
now,
got
this
us.
Is an SCCA sanctioned event.
SCCA sanctioned event down at Jack Murphy Stadium.
Yes, thank you very
parking
much.
Parking lot racing, but nonetheless, you know, takes the hair out of your nose.
Had you ever done this before you climbed behind the wheels, slapped the helmet on, and said, okay, see you guys later?
Not that my parents are aware of.
Oh.
No.
Oh, well, they won't hear the show, yeah, so
nope,
we're good.
Nope, my mom's listening, so no. No, I mean, this was kind of new, but I'd always been interested in cars and, you know, like just going fast. And
kind
all
of in the family.
Yeah. But yeah, we started out doing that, and then David's an amazing driver, so he and his dad were just, you know, doing great out there. And then we had a friend that offered their 1967 Lotus Elan for me to drive, and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, for all you Spitfire owners out there, there's nothing wrong with the Spitty, but there's everything about an Elan, because, I mean, let's face it. How'd you do?
It was a lot of fun. Well, we went to Nationals a few times, and two of those I won the ladies, A prepared ladies twice. One of them I was pregnant and didn't even know I was pregnant, so I say that my son also won
he pushed on your right leg a little harder than you would.
Yep, so it's in the blood. His first word was car, by the way, not mom, but car. So no. It's continuing to run in our family.
That is so family. Yeah, so are you doing any racing now, or are you just kind of kicking it?
Just, we go to the desert, and I have, I have a vehicle. I'm not going to say what it is because people don't like them, but.
What is it?
Just a Razor, but.
Hey. I got a Honda, a Talon, and you wouldn't believe the CHRAP I get because it's a Honda Talon.
Yeah.
Works fine for me. I got a real transmission. What do you got? You got a belt.
Yeah, if I can race in the desert 80 miles per hour and drift in a wash, then I'm happy.
Thank you. So what's the problem?
Exactly.
No, there's never, you know, really, I joke about it because I do catch a lot of, you know what, about my Honda. But it doesn't make any difference. As long as you're having fun, you're respectful to the desert.
Absolutely.
You're respectful to the other people out there, and you're just having fun. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Yep, we're all part of a community, and we're all taking care of our place, and we want to make sure that it's around forever.
So thank you very much. Your kids and their kids' kids and the whole nine yards. All right, Jesse, what the heck is this Rebel thing?
So it's a 8-day rally, all mostly like 90% off road,
right?
Traveling in kilometers using strictly a map and compass to navigate. There's no electronics allowed. So you're using latitude longitude coordinates, plotting them on a map, taking heading distance, and traveling really like this year we're traveling from Mammoth Lake down to Glamis.
Oh, I was wondering where they always seem to end in Glamis.
Yeah.
But you have multiple targets, shall we call them targets?
Correct. Targets or coordinate.
Right, because they're either invisible or they are visible in different degrees.
Correct. Yeah, so there's required checkpoints you're required to hit. Those are called the greens. Mm-hmm. And then there's blue checkpoints, which have a small, let's say, blue PVC pipe, which could be really low to the ground, could be behind a bush, could be behind a tree. And then there's ones that are called blacks, which are not visible. So we call those press and pray.
Yeah.
That
and those
are
strictly
spot.
Coordinates.
Those are strictly coordinates. You have no idea.
And this
when
is
you're
with
pressing.
A map and a compass. This is no high tech.
GPS.
No
there's
GPS.
No phones. You're checked every day to make sure you haven't broken into any electronics. You have no way of knowing if you're in the right spot. And you even have to disable your electronics on your vehicle.
Right.
So you have no way of knowing.
And they check more than once.
They check every day, morning and night, to make sure you haven't reconnected or had any type of contact.
And by the way, folks, these vehicles have history in them. So if you think you could turn it on and then turn it off, it isn't going to work.
No.
And it's a girls only event.
Correct.
Period.
Yep. You have to have driver and co-driver and that's it. There's no pit crew for you. You have to carry all your own equipment.
Change tires.
You have to change your own tires, work on your own rig. I know I helped somebody change their fuse last time. I recovered another vehicle last time.
Quit being so nice. But you know what? Crazy
camaraderie.
And that's really what it is. But I was a service manager for 30 years, and I can sit here and tell you as clear as a bell, my best technicians were women. They were the best because they didn't have all this ego garbage going around. They looked at a problem on a car, they resolved it, fixed it, and moved on. And so to say that you guys can't do this, which I don't know why Shelley's not doing this, but we'll talk about that probably later because she looks like she'd be a good navigator. Doesn't she look like a navigator?
Absolutely.
Do you like to navigate? You have to steal his.
I can answer for her, Dave. Yeah, she'll tell you where to drive.
But I don't think that's called navigation. You could respond to that snide remark if you like.
I think I'll tell you where to go.
That's even better. Okay, I like that way better. But 8 days, but you get, and if you get your act together and you get back to camp in time, you get a great meal and you got a great place to stay, sort of in a tent,
in your own tent, which you set up yourself and then pack down the next day to do it
yourself,
all over again
yourself.
Yes,
exactly. But you know what, everybody I've talked to that's done it, it has almost changed their lives as far as, like you said, the camaraderie, and now you could say you did it.
Absolutely.
Because it's a challenge.
Absolutely. It definitely pushes yourself and tests you. And
You would never go before.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for somebody who likes to test the boundaries, and I like to myself overland and go out further and further and test how far I can go and how long I can go.
Yeah.
It definitely makes me push the boundaries of that.
So, Robert, do you have a leash? You got to
have
a leash.
No, that was cut long ago. So.
He did have a prayer the day you got married. Okay, cut the leash. We're done with you. Yeah. But you know, and now you don't, of course, you can't because you're not a girl, you know. So you all you could do is sit back and try to help.
Yeah, I watch on the screen the little dots and so the numbers. Yep.
You're lost. No, go to the right. Go. I'll
be out in Glamis.
I've screamed at my phone more than you care to admit.
Waiting for her to come back in and have a little base camp with some friends, and then we'll have a party.
Because you get to do that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's the best part. Not having to come back exhausted.
Yeah.
So it's Glamis, or it's
The after party.
Where are you starting? Where are you starting?
We're starting in Mammoth Lake.
Mammoth Lake, Mammoth Lake. And it's 90% off road.
Yes.
And it's women only.
Yes, sir.
And it's already full.
Yeah. Well, no, I think there's still openings.
You think? Because normally that thing books quick.
Yeah.
And the manufacturers absolutely love it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it gives them an opportunity to put a vehicle out there that, you know, that has not been out there. I know quite a few of the competitors, and yeah, they always have a good time. Emmy Hall.
Yeah, Emmy Hall has done it. She did it.
She's
in the
done. She says I've done it like 6 years in a row. Have you ever seen her Miata?
Yep.
Folks, it's a Miata with a roll cage, off-road tires in the trunk, no top, and as long as she's got Diet Dr. Pepper, she's a happy girl.
That's right.
She's
the nicest.
Did I hit that perfectly? Especially with the Diet Dr. Pepper.
She explains her. That's the first thing she go to when she hits base camp, the Diet Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, she is absolutely a sweetheart. I go, you drive? Oh, yeah, I drive it everywhere. Yeah. Okay.
I would love to. My ideal doing that would be in a really old Jeep Scout.
Yeah.
I would love to do the Rebel in a Jeep Scout.
Wouldn't that? Yeah, because don't they have a vintage class?
They have a 40.
Yeah.
40 class.
You got to start. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting over there taking in all the glory. You got to go find her a vehicle, son.
Make more room in the garage somehow.
Like you don't have any room.
We're building a rock buggy. I want to compete in Wii Rock.
Wait a minute. So, you can only do one thing at a time.
No, I can multitask.
Okay, well, that's why you have him, right? Just, honey, do this, do this, do this. I love it. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, hey, I'm having more fun than I thought. STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Welcome back to listen to STORC Dirt Radio. I just scared Brendan. I had a terrible dream last night. I couldn't believe it. It freaked me out. Brendan decided he had to go change a diaper and left the studio. And I was all by myself with 9 people in a room.
And then you should look at the board with all these buttons. I would be like, oh my gosh.
No, there was all these people in the same room, and they were all having a meeting. And I was trying to do radio, and I had a cowboy hat on, and my headphones wouldn't fit. I got to quit drinking. All right, this segment is brought to you by Dirt Co. Dirt Co. is a great company. They're a lifestyle brand. You need to go to dirtco.com, dirtco.com. They're on Instagram at The Dirt Co. They'll take care of all of those, you know, desert rock racing, short course, and she'll keep you up to breast as well. Go to dirtco.com. S&S Off-Road Magazine. They've been around since the 80s. Anything you want to know about the off-road community, that's where you go. SSORM.com. Hey, we're in the studio with David Beckett, and we got Sherry Beckett, Jesse Puffenbogger, and her husband, and we're just having fun talking off-road. Jesse, you know, she's tired of being bored, so she's going to go do the Rebel, and which is a 8-day run from Mammoth Lake to Glamis, and the only bonus is a feeder with a 5-star Michelin chef. Which made no sense to me whatsoever. But and then David Beckett's in the house with the greatest name for a company ever, Bent Motorsports. How long have you been doing this? I think I asked you that, but I'll ask you again.
Well, I've been doing Bent Motorsports since 96.
Wow. So you've been doing it quite a while, but you were doing it now. You're in a. Where are you located?
We're in San Marcos, right off the 78 between Twin Oaks and Barham, right over by Cal State.
Yeah, you got to have a passport to go there.
Yeah, you got to get a
passport. To get past the 78. I mean, I don't know what it is. Yeah. You got to have a passport.
That's North County. It's a North County deal.
But there's a lot of people don't think of North County as an off road community, but they'd be really surprised.
They would be surprised. We got a lot of good off-road shops there.
And well, you got enthusiasts.
We have a lot of enthusiasts.
Do you get a lot? Do you get a lot of marine customers coming over?
We do. We do get a lot of Marines from Pendleton over there. Those guys like to really beat their Jeeps up.
So. Well, because they're beating up our vehicles we're selling them. Well, yeah. The only reason I say it, I do at a safety event called Driven to Dare. At Miramar, Pendleton, 32nd Street, we're talking to 2,000-3,000 Marines, and we're always looking for people just to come and display.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a ring the next time, because I think if they have to do it the first 100 days of summer, I mean, whatever, there's an issue where they're afraid the kids are going to get hurt, we'll have you come out, bring your gear, and display, and just answer a million questions.
Oh, yeah. We'll answer them.
All right.
Yeah, one of our guys, Kevin, he does a lot of our social media stuff. He actually is a contractor. He was a Marine.
So then he knows.
So he's a contractor at the base now, and he actually has a nonprofit called Trail Therapy where he takes Marines out and goes and teaches them how to off-road.
Well, guess what? There's another KUSI segment. Yeah. You are just full of it today, let me tell you. Well, because it's all about getting the word out. For all you folks out there that heard Nexstar bought KUSI and you're all worried that we were going to go away or whatever, all of management, and they've been in for over a week, said that they're keeping the format. They're keeping me. They don't pay me is why they're keeping me, but they like what I bring to the table. So we'll definitely get your service riders group involved.
Yeah.
You come down as well, because the more you educate and get people out there to see what you're doing, the better it is for everybody concerned. And you want it done right. I wasn't going to tell you, but I did do a little research on your shop, and you come across, well, I'm an old service manager, dude. If you don't meet certain criteria, we ain't talking. You're right where I think the consumer needs to be.
Thank you, Dave.
You want honesty. You want integrity. I used to tell everybody, if I wanted to make $1 million off you doing oil changes, I'll never do it with one, but I can do it with the lifetime of the car.
There you go.
Right?
That's right.
Well, and I never want to have to duck at a restaurant. If one of my customers come in and I know I did something I shouldn't have done, I don't want to have to go under the table. So
yeah, no, I'm excited to see my customers. I see them on the trail. I see yesterday we went to the San Diego Jeep Club birthday bash.
Ah, cool.
You know, I can't wait to see my customers and see how they like their Jeep. And you know,
okay, this is a loaded question, but it'll be interesting how you answer it. At Christmas, how many boxes of cookies, bottle of wine, bottle of booze do you get at Christmas?
Well, the refrigerator, we have to purge.
That's all you need to say. And I say that to some shops because I like to go in and help shops that are not doing well. Mm-hmm. And when I ask them that question, they go, none. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Well, then you don't have a relationship with your consumer.
Yeah.
You got to have a relationship. They got to be just like family.
That's
you
it.
Only have one dentist. You only have one person that cuts your hair if you have hair. You only have one person. I'm sorry, I didn't want to hit you. Well, you got your beard.
I do have my beard.
And by the way, it's a very nice beard, I might add. I shaved mine off because I couldn't get my sides to come back in, but that's another story. Yes?
You know, in regards to that, they have such a good relationship with their customers that the second Tuesday of the month, they meet at Tony Pepperoni. And we come and flood the parking lot.
Wow.
And I'll hang out and have a great time.
Yeah.
And we're meeting this Tuesday.
Really?
At Tony Pepperoni in San Marcos. You should come and join us.
I know.
Well, we have a great time.
Well, it's in the evening, right?
Mm-hmm. It is 5 to 10.
I should be back. I'm going to the Honda Museum up in lovely LA someplace. Well, they're opening. It's a grand opening. I even bought a t-shirt with a old Honda Civic on it because I used to own one. So maybe if I get back in time, I would love to come up and Tony Pepperoni's. Is it good?
Oh, it's good.
It's great.
Is it a great pizza place?
It is really good. Right. It's really good. And
And you do it as a customer appreciation.
That's it.
The whole staff is there. It's so much fun.
Wow. Yeah, my whole staff shows up, and we all bring our Jeeps and line them up, and everybody else brings. And it's not a Jeep event. It's a
whatever you want event. Yeah, anybody can come.
We got Miatas showing up, whatever. We don't care.
I love Miatas. I think those are great little cars. All right, Shelly, you haven't said anything. What's going on?
Well, I was going to
say
that.
I knew you wanted to. See that? Sixth sense.
I was going to say that it's on the way back down from L.A., so I think you should stop.
Do you know Mark Maynard? Have you ever heard of him? He used to write for the Union Tribune wheel section. Yeah, that might be a golden opportunity. See what time we get back. Yeah. I don't think, yes, I have to rotate Rottweilers, but that's another story.
It's dog friendly.
Thank you very much. Well, you can have them. Somebody was buying a dog today, and I said, great, fantastic. You got four. Here's four you can have to take with you that goes with the package. And my wife's going, will you shut up? You cannot give away four of my dogs. But that's another story. So in your wonderful world of working on Jeeps, what is it that consumers come in and ask that you have to correct? What is their mindset as to what maybe the vehicle can do or can't do? Or do you have to walk them through, if you do this, you got to do this, and you got to do this? It's just, you can't lift it and put big tires on it. You got to upgrade the brakes. What would you say is kind of the number one thing that's dropped?
I think the number one thing that people have questions about, because a lot of these, most people are going to go and Google everything first, right? So they come to me, and then, so what do I have to do to un-Google them, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. That should be a t-shirt. Let me un-Google you.
Let me un-Google you. The biggest thing is gears, believe it or not. Even though everybody's pretty educated on gears, I think they have a misconception sometimes because they're not calculating in what automatic transmission they have versus a manual transmission versus what transfer case they have versus this. They just think, okay, I've got this tire, I need this gear.
Well, I seen it on TV on Truck U, and they said put 426s in it and it'll be great.
Right. Like a lot, like the new Hemi Jeep, 392 Hemi, beautiful Jeep. Well, that comes with 373 gears.
Yeah.
And they say, why? You know, I mean, the Rubicon comes with 410. I mean, unless you get the Recon 392, but it comes with the 373 because that engine's got so much power. If that thing came with 456s, you'd just be grenading axles all day long.
Yeah. And they don't get it.
Yeah, it's got an 8-speed transmission.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. You're going to be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and then the other thing, too, I just had it happen, and one of my other advertisers was nice enough to correct the problem. You're going to love this story. It's the four-door Jeep. Is that JK?
The newest JL. Ones are J. So it's a U. It's an unlimited if it's a four-door. Okay. So it's a JK or a JKU or a JL or a JLU.
So anyway, she's all into, you know, she's got it all tan, and it's got the Gorilla Grill. And it's got, she put 35s or 36s on it and didn't do anything to it. Mm. And took it out and drove it, and it went into limp mode.
Yep.
She drove it to Kentucky.
Oh.
In limp mode.
Yep.
And back. Took it to all these dealers. I know you like that. Took it to all these dealers. They didn't. You know, of course, you know, a dealer's only going to look at what the factory. They're not going to look at it aftermarket. If she's taken it to a true off-road, like Bent Motorsports, they'd have fixed it, reprogrammed it, and she'd have been fine. And then drove it all the way back.
Oh, yeah, we reprogrammed to.
You have to.
You don't have to go out and buy there's tasers and all sorts of other things. So if you want to do it yourself at home, that's fine. But we have the ability to just do it for you.
You know why I don't recommend that? Because my warranty sucks.
Yeah.
So if I do it wrong or if I mess something up, I can stand in the mirror all day long and it's not going to fix anything.
Yeah.
But if I go to Bent Motorsports and say, here's my situation, you do the looking into what kind of, say, okay, and then you're done. The road.
Yeah, we'll reprogram it all for the gears, the tires. Right. We reflash the transmissions. Yeah. Everything's good to go.
SafeLight does it for your windshield.
There you go. That's right.
I always laugh when I hear that. I go, yeah, right. Uh-huh. I can see where that's coming from. But it's all good. I think I got a guy that's supposed to text me, and he's probably downstairs for a reeking out. But that's another story. What kind of components do you sell?
So we don't necessarily stock anything. So we're not a shop where like an ORW.
Okay, well, that's good to know. So you're more of a repair shop. You don't sell accessories necessarily.
Right. So we're a custom build shop, we like to say, right? So you come to us with your dream, and we're going to build it for you on paper, And then we're going to order everything through our distributors and through our wholesale accounts and and get the parts specifically for your job.
Well, what if you're like me? Because, you know, everybody has film in your head, right? Because if I say, imagine your dream Jeep, you already know exactly what it is, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know what it is?
Yep.
Do you know what it is? I haven't got a clue. There is not an ounce of film in my camera. So if I came to you and said, David, I don't know what I want, but here's what I do. You kind of talk and find out what my lifestyle is and how my mannerism. Then you can do it. Just turn around and at least get it on paper and say, is this what you are you interested in?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're going to that's the first question Curtis is going to ask you is what do you plan to do with your Jeep?
Yeah. And then what are you looking for?
Yeah, or what are you looking for? And then we're going to build it from there and we're going to give you our honest opinion on everything. So
that's why I've never had anything built.
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell. I was going to build a Dale Earnhardt Sr. motorcycle. And as close as I got were the wheels. Would it take a NASCAR wheel, cut it in half, and make two? That was as close as I got. I couldn't get any farther. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Folks, welcome back. You're listening to STORC Dirt Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. The segment is brought to you by Gravel King. Gravel King is a media and content creator, which is fantastic. You can follow them on Instagram at Gravel King. It's all about off-road lifestyles, racing, creating memorable off-road events, and they also will keep you abreast as to what's going on. Just subscribe to their website, YouTube, you name it. Go to GravelKing.com for more information. GravelKing.com for more information. And Wayne Miller Tire. Let me tell you, they finally got away from just doing tires. They do it all. Bumper to bumper, headlight to taillight. Go to WayneMiller.com, WayneMiller.com. And they will hook you up right here. Okay, so we're sitting here having a great time talking with David Beckett, Shelley, and then Jessica and Robert Puffenbarger. And Jesse's going to be... Now, you're going to be doing the Rebel, and people could follow you how?
They can go to www.arctrooperjl.com or on Instagram at arctrooper.jl.
And I think you can also go to rebelrally.com and follow the whole race.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, it looks like mice in a box, because they are going everywhere. And I'm not saying that in a negative fashion, because you ain't getting me to do it. That's got to be the hardest thing on the planet, to be able to navigate 8 days with nothing more than a paper map and a compass.
Yes, sir.
And I think Shelley gives you a map from 1947. I wouldn't swear. See?
Yeah.
Do you not agree?
Oh, yeah. The maps are old, and I look at them like, that's why I use GPS.
Yeah. Where did you get this thing? So you can't use a Thomas guide?
No Thomas guide.
See, they didn't say nothing about a Thomas guide. I looked in the rule book.
Well, the rule book says the biggest map you could technically carry with you, if you wanted to carry any map, has to be a scale of 500,000 or bigger.
Oh, which that's not going to work.
It's not going to help you by any stretch of the imagination.
It reminds me of a guy I flew with. We got up off the ground. He starts rolling a map in front of the windshield of the airplane. Yep. So will you please put that away? So now that you've done it once, what have you learned from the last event to this event you're going to change? Anything you bring, better prep, anything different, or did you have it pretty well dialed in the first time?
Oh, actually, I've done a lot better prep. I've done several camping trips with Crystal to train her.
She's new, right?
She's new. I 100% trained her on how to navigate. I set up my own training courses where we camped at different locations for the entire weekend, did my own route planning, chased my own checkpoints.
And then gave it to
her. Taught her how to triangulate. Yeah. literally told her, I'm literally going to go where you tell me to go, right or wrong, and we're going to figure this out, whether right or wrong.
Did she have any experience prior to this?
She had experience off-roading because that's how I met her, but no experience navigating.
And don't you kind of think it's best that she doesn't bring anything to the table to kind of muddy up the package? I mean, coming in green, I mean, nobody knows it better than between the two of you than you.
Yeah, I think it is a strength that one is slightly more dominant because then you kind of lean on one versus the other.
Yeah.
You know, one, so to speak, is the leader. Uh-huh. But I think that we have a good connection because we can calmly talk things out.
Right.
And, you know, at the end of the day, we both agreed that, you know, it doesn't matter who screws up. We just need to sit down, be like, okay, where are we going to go from here? How do we fix this? And how do we get back on track?
And can we get back to camp?
Well, I'm not worried about that.
Okay, well, that's good. So I've asked a lot of Rebel girls this, and I've gotten mixed answers. Are you the driver and is she the navigator? Are you gonna switch down the road?
So I know Emily has the standard answer of your role is the driver, your role as a navigator. Here's where I disagree with Emily.
Okay.
I think you have to be both.
So you know in the event anything was to happen.
Well, I think as the driver you have to know where you're driving. And in order to know where you're driving, you have to navigate as well.
Well, you notice I asked the question because you're right. You've got people that are on the Emily plan, and then you got the people that are not.
Yeah, I think that Crystal and I have been very effective because once Crystal got the hang of it, we reversed roles.
Because she can drive.
Because she can drive. Yeah. Absolutely. Because I also thought, well, what if somebody, I mean, technically we're out there. If somebody got injured, what are you going to do?
Or if you got sick or what have
you. Exactly. Anything can happen. This is a race. So, excuse me, Emily. Sorry. It's a rally.
No, I think Emily understands. I think if you were to confront her with that question, no, not at all. Not in the least. Well, she's not been doing it very long. What does Emily know? She doesn't even race. She just, man. See, and you can send this to her, too, because then she'll call me and yell at me, and I like being yelled at by her. She's great.
But I mean, anything could happen. You're right. You could get sick. You could have a headache.
But I'm glad to hear. I like your logic. I really like, because I'm an overly prepared person.
Me too.
Yeah. If I knew I was going to sail someplace, I want that other person to know how to do my job.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think sometimes two heads are better than one. And I think in certain circumstances, somebody might see something and look at it one way. Another person might look at it the other way. And if you're both looking at it and both, one person may see something the other person doesn't. And at the end of the day, 8 days is a long time and you can get tired.
Yeah.
And if you catch each other, you can work together to accomplish the best end result.
All right, Shelley. Getting ready for next year?
Sounds exciting. I'm intrigued.
Let's go.
I knew. I kept talking. I'm looking out of the corner of my eye and I see this little sparkle.
We had a friend do it last year or 2 years ago.
She did it at the same time.
Yeah, we had a friend do it that was talking about it and it sounded great, but I don't think I really knew until now how this adventure is, and it sounds amazing.
Well, and it's something you put in your little portfolio of life that you've done.
It's a great life experience.
Well, yeah, and you get to see some of the most beautiful country. Mm-hmm. You know, they either come from Tahoe to Glamis, now they're coming from Mammoth.
Hoover Dam, really anywhere, all over, like Nevada, Arizona, and then parts
which
of California,
I think is perfect.
All down to Glamis.
And it all ends at Glamis, and then you guys have an unbelievable part.
Be prepared to be dirty. Oh. Be prepared not to shower.
Yeah, if you're a neat freak, you're in serious trouble. Yeah. Well, they'll hose you down.
Sleep is way more important than shower.
Girl after my own heart. I ain't getting up early in the morning. But that might be something that, you know, and they're always looking for girl, whether you're a driver or a navigator or both. You think you'd be a good navigator?
You know, you asked that earlier. I'm not great at navigating. I like to have my foot on the pedal. I think it's the control of the vehicle a little bit, you know, but then navigating you're controlling too. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to think about that.
I think that'd be a challenge, especially if you don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
that you would want to at least accomplish it, yeah, whether you use it or not. But I'm like you. I'm a foot pedal guy.
No, I used to be an EMT, and we used to use, it was long enough ago that we used to use the Thomas guides to get code
You're not
3.
That old.
No, code 3 to the spot.
I-9 and 5-7.
Exactly. Yep. And you do U-turns and everything. So I have to brush up on my navigation. But yeah.
Hey, intriguing. If you could do Thomas guide, you could do anything. Let me here to tell you. Well, hey, you know what? I can't tell you how much fun this has been. I hope you guys have enjoyed it as much as I have, because I'm smiling at the end of the show. That's Bent Motorsports and some off-road group called Mystical. But we're going to have Jesse and her husband on KUSI promoting the event before it arrives. We're going to get David to come as well, because David and Shelly are supporting Jesse on this route. I'm going to follow it on my phone, because I am not going down there. It's just, it's too scary for me. Isn't that funny? I get girls jump on this thing like crazy. I think there's usually a waiting list to make this happen. But no, seriously, it's been a lot of fun having you guys on. Hopefully you enjoyed it. You can tell your family and friends, I was on radio. But be that as it may. What do you mean, 1 minute? What are you going to play? You didn't play
just
any.
Just a usual closing song, man. And,
you didn't
know.
Play any Jimmy Buffett last week.
Yeah, I did. Remember Margaritaville?
No, you did. Oh, one time in six
okay,
hours.
Okay, I'll play another one on the next hour. How about that?
Let's give it to the boy. There's a really cool hat that's out there. Like, I've got 5 million hats. I need another hat. Closing words. Where is your location?
We're in San Marcos, Bent Motorsports in San Marcos. And
address?
It's 382 Enterprise Street.
What's your Facebook or website?
All of it's Bent Motorsports. BentMotorsports.com. You find us Bent Motorsports on everything. And I know I said earlier we don't stock parts, but we do have a website with over 2,000 parts and growing. So you can go to our website and buy direct, or you can come in and we'll talk you through the build.
Or if you're old like me, come in and say, Dave, order this.
Yeah.
All right. Then we got, how do people help you out if they want to throw some money at you to get through the Rebel and come in first place?
So you can go to the website at www.arctrooperjl.com or on Instagram at arctrooper.jl. You can also follow all the events we sponsor or host, and we also do charity events.
Perfect. You want to say anything, or you want to just collect the check and go home? He wants to go watch.
Just collect the check and go home.
You just want to go watch a football game, probably. All right, Shelly, you're the last and the most important. Any last words?
Thank you for having us.
I love that girl. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. Guess what? Indiana, San Diego. We're going to find out everything there is to know about a motorcycle that's making Harley-Davidson nervous. Right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
For San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio with Dave Stahl, the program that is working to further off-roading as a safe family experience while promoting and preserving the natural environment. To learn more about SDORC and how you can get involved, visit SDORC.org. That's SDORC.org. Join us next week at this same time for more of the latest news and initiatives in preserving the use of off-highway vehicles while protecting the land and wildlife at the same time. This has been San Diego Off-Road Coalition Radio on The Answer San Diego.